Clampett, Gaddis, and Buck are a five-piece outfit comprised of Eric Clampett, Marley Gaddis, Sean Buck Burke, Lucas Jones, and Matt Starr. If every time this group added a member and they added a name to their title, it would start to resemble some sort of a law firm, other than a band. So keeping it short and sweet, this band plays tribute to traditional American roots, country, bluegrass, and gospel. Think praising Jesus and cursing the sun. They've got a stripped-down style, and they take their sound straight out of Portland, Oregon. Now I know what you're thinking. Portland, Oregon? Well, that's nowhere near the Appalachian Hills. Well, apparently you don't have to be from them to understand them. I sat down with the band and spoke to them about their travels, their records, and what's coming next. I also had a bit of a reunion. I hadn't spoken to the bass player Lucas Jones in over 10 years. We went to high school together.
My name is Lucas Jones. I play the upright bass.
I'm Marley Gaddis, and I sing.
My name is Sean Burke, and I play fiddle, mandolin, banjo, and sing.
My name is Eric Clampett. I play guitar, I play a little harmonica, and I sing as well. We also have another band member by the name of Matthew Stark, and he plays banjo. Killer.
Do you remember that great summer road trip? Now, it might have only lasted a day, two, maybe five. Whether you went to the sea or over the hills, either way, you were probably left with some great memories of fast food, running out of gas, and falling asleep in the back seat. Maybe you had some ideas. What if you started a band?
Yeah, how did it begin? Let's see. Marley Gaddis and I knew each other through mutual friends. I was just at the point where I needed to leave the sort of pop rock band, and I needed to get into something that was a little more stable, and so I decided to start a two-piece, and it started out with just Marley and I recording songs down in my basement, and I was also involved with another band called Buck Dagger and His Handful of Honest Men that featured Sean Burke, and Lucas Jones on electric bass. And Sean Buck had a certain amount of enthusiasm for what Marley and I were doing, so we said, oh, Sean, please come help us out on stage. So he started out by just playing upright bass, but it soon turned out that Sean was multi-instrumental and talented. So we all agreed that Sean should include other instruments, which started out with mandolin and banjo. And then we had known Lucas Jones for quite some time. He's an accomplished bassist, allowing Sean to focus on mandolin and fiddle and banjo. And so there we have it.
Take five kids from the Pacific Northwest, throw them in a pot together, and what do you have? Apparently, some Depression-era music. Just what does that sound like?
Phone over to Sean real quick.
I would say the sound is very, I hate to use the word roots, but it's reminiscent of old time music, bluegrass music, old country music, and a little flavor of maybe some revival folk music. The name Buck Dagger, which was sounded like a really good country name, and you know, over time, it was confusing to introduce myself under different aliases. So I decided to start going back to my God-given name, but it still confused people even more that well, then why the Buck? And so it currently sits with a buck in hyphens in the middle. Does that make sense?
It does. were working on a version of Folsom Prison Blues?
It's true. We worked on the whole album of Folsom Prison. And we decided that it was kind of always a dream of mine. I'm a big Johnny Cash fan, to do that and to actually like play it out as a play. But not to be confused with a musical. But so we got all set up to do it, and we had a date set, and then we had an opening band, and they couldn't do it on that day, so we had to reschedule in mid-September. And then it turns out that Johnny Cash died. When we did it live, it turned out to be pretty amazing. There were tons of people there.
This is Lucas Jones.
Hi, Luke.
We've always kind of presented music pretty seriously. And in one respect is that a lot of bands that kind of do what we do often just play the standards. And I think what kind of sets us apart is that, you know, we've got three pretty talented songwriters and we write a ton of our own material. And we definitely like to tip our hat to the classics. But and you'll see on our records, you know, we have a couple cover tunes on there. But mostly, you know, we write our own songs. It's more of just having an appreciation, love for like this older style of music, and not really trying to completely imitate it, but maybe just making it our own a little bit. It's like, you know, yeah, we're not from the Appalachian Mountains, of course not, but appreciate this music and interpret it in our own way. Like Eric has a definite more, he's got a more like 60s folk influence, where Sean has definitely got a older country, older bluegrass influence. So it's kind of, our band kind of meets in the middle there somewhere. I'm going to pass it on to Marley Gattiser.
Hello there.
Hi.
Great. You know, I've been good friends with all of these guys. And, I mean, on the road, I sometimes feel like I'm the band mom. You know, kind of have to corral everybody. And, you know, we can't stay up too late. But it's mostly like a brother-sister sort of relationship. And, you know, we're close enough to be able to yell at one another and get over it. It works out well. Refer to them as, like, my four other boyfriends.
When you need to have
more than right. Really my first foray into the public stage as far as singing went. I had written songs as I was growing up and was never brave enough to trot them out in front of anybody. And then college, I turned 21, so I had some liquid bravery and managed to get up on stage. I kind of put that on the shelf for a while. I moved to San Francisco. Eric and I went on a road trip. Eric had brought his guitar and a bunch of Elvis songs, and he had us all singing in the car. Called me a week later and was like, you know, I'm kind of doing this thing down in my basement, this thing, kind of traditional thing, you know, would you be interested? And since Eric and I have been playing music together, and he has, you know, so many wonderful songs that he contributes, and Sean writes a lot, and so I was feeling, you know, a little bit like I hadn't been toeing the line. You know, I would sit down and try to write a song, and in the shower one morning, and, you know, cleanliness was my process, I guess, I'm not really sure, but I haven't written one since, but I have taken showers. Luckily, they are prolific enough that it hasn't dragged us down.
We bought some recording equipment that now resides in my house. We're going to be recording this next album in our basement. We'll be able to sit down and spend a little more time thinking about new instrumental aspects and whatnot. Alt country sort of resided in Chicago a while ago. It seems like there's a big void of nothing right now, and it's all that Clambagass and Buck can do to bring attention to the bluegrass, old time, and country scene that Portland, Oregon has to offer.
Us on the Road is basically band mom. Yeah, Marley's band mom. And Matt Stark's more of like the black sheep, troubled child, and Sean and I are kind of the you know, the older brothers, and Eric's maybe stepdad. I don't know.
Oh God!
I think that's probably a pretty good description of us.
The tracks featured in the background of this segment were performed by Clampett, Gaddis, and Buck. The next song off the album is called Engine Number 3.
On this railroad line, I might make it back in time before Mother still so tender, I'm on my way. It's a high mountain grade to where mother is laid in the home on Deer Horn Hill. Kin folks are gathered near to see my mother dear, and I'm in Kentucky still. Engine number three. If you the ball and jack on this old river track, mother is waiting for me. The record said a prayer and the sax in the air, but mother's heart is filled with love. Sings, you have earned your angel wings and a spot up in heaven above. Engine number three, my dying mother, I must see. If you could ball and jack on this old railroad track, mother is waiting for me. She'll be buried in old Knoxville. I will visit her there and say a little prayer, but from now on in Kentucky still. Engine number three, my dying mother, I must see. If you could call the jack on this old railroad track, mother is waiting for me. If you could call the jack on this old railroad track,
if you'd like to find out more information about the band or about their record label, just head on over to Daily Song's homepage, where we'll have all the information available for you. And you can take that one to the bank.
Oh, yeah, man. It's been great. It's nice actually to hear from you and see how you're doing.
Catch up
on old times.
This is going to be the worst interview ever. I hope you don't get fired for this. How about that? How about that as a parting note? Let's hope that this doesn't get you fired. They're like, that band could not have been that boring. And you're like, trust me, they were. I couldn't get a damn thing out of them.
Good night.
What's that, boy? Daily Sonic fell down the well? The only way to get Daily Sonic out of the well is to make a donation and get a free t-shirt? From dailysonic.com/about. Dog, are you high?